Welcome back to the News at One. Weeks of controversy over the ownership and ethos of the new National Maternity Hospital in Dublin, once it moves from Holles Street down the road to St Vincent's University campus, seems to have been resolved. In a statement a few hours ago, the Sisters of Charity said they were handing over ownership of the hospital. They've also resigned their two places on the board of the St Vincent's Healthcare Group. Well, our health correspondent Fergal Bowers joins us in studio. Fergal, the Minister for Health is saying this is an historic day. Billy Kelleher of Fianna Fáil is saying it's to be welcomed. Róisín Shorthall of the Social Democrats is saying approach all this with a certain degree of caution. What's your take on what's happened?
Well, the statement today from the St Vincent's Healthcare Group says the Sisters of Charity have been reviewing their involvement in healthcare for several years. But I think that decision today to pull out of ownership of healthcare from those three hospitals was probably hastened by the recent controversies we've seen.
The three hospitals, just to come in there, are St Vincent's Public, St Vincent's Private and St Michael's in Dunleary.
That's correct. And a major, major hospitals for Dublin and beyond, indeed the whole country. Many patients refer to them from around the country. But those controversies were over the ownership of the planned new National Maternity Hospital on the St Vincent's campus and the wider debate as to whether religious orders should be involved in healthcare here at all, healthcare funded by the taxpayer. So that decision today, well, it should resolve the controversy over the new maternity hospital.
Is it fair to say, Fergal, sorry to cut across you, that there was no sense perhaps that the sisters were thinking of this move at the height of that controversy between Peter Boylan and the board of the Holles Street?
No, there wasn't. It was never indicated at that point. As they do insist that they have been reviewing their involvement for many years, and this seems to have come to a head at this point. Some of the sisters will be quite elderly also. They may have decided at this point in time that experts, lay and others, are better placed to run hospital services and that they should no longer have an involvement. But the decision to pull out is a major one, and other religious orders who are involved in other health provision will be looking at it, and that will generate something of a debate, I think. One point that we're just a little unclear is we're looking for clarity on who exactly will own the new National Maternity Hospital there.
Because the ownership at St Vincent's is being transferred not to the state but to a new charitable organisation called St Vincent's.
Yeah, well, look, let's see there. Will the state own it? Will this new charity own it? It's a new company. So, and that, by the way, it's important to say that new company there will no longer be a requirement for St Vincent's to conduct and maintain facilities in accordance with the Roman Catholic Code. That's going to go. And this new company, this new charity, St Vincent's Charity, will state that services will reflect compliance with national and international best practice guidelines on medical ethics and the laws of Ireland. So that is quite important.
As you say, we don't quite know how the ownership structure will work. Do you think this move today, as we say, historic, says Simon Harris, the health minister, will go far enough to assuage every fear in every quarter?
Well, look, we have to see more detail, and these things are complex, and there's a lot of company and company law involved here. And indeed, the statement from the St Vincent's Healthcare Group says the proposals will be subject to legal, financial and regulatory matters. So there's a lot to go through and find detail, and a lot of company law and other issues there. But we have heard Dr Peter Boylan describe it as a huge move deserving of enormous credit. And Fianna Fáil has said that it should provide a blueprint for other religious organisations to follow. And also Professor Chris Fitzpatrick, the former member of the National Maternity Hospital and St Vincent's University Hospital co-location board, he said the decision was a brave step and the correct decision. So it's a big move. When we see more detail, we'll see if there's any key questions unanswered, but it's a very significant development.
Fergal Bowers, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for coming into studio.